Blog Talk Radio.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials, because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Mendel Rivers to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nubs. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner. The revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on reports from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he had been saving for just the right occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so goddamn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally screwed Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news, and no pictures of Harry Arm Women Liberationists and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Keyes, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, or Engelbert Humperdinck. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised. Will not be televised. Not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Thing you know, old Jed's a millionaire. The kinfolk said, Jed, move away from there. Said, California is the place you ought to be. So they loaded up the truck and they moved to Beverly Hills, that is, swimming pools, movie stars.
The Beverly Hillbilly.
Go. Hey, welcome to Crazy Nation Radio. This is your host, Ron Reck. And the date today is 7/30/2014. It is Wednesday, hump day of the week. Well, it's half over. Well, I meant to tell everybody, I apologize. I did not do a show last night due to technical difficulties, and they were me passing out altitude and tired to a show. So anyway, but I'm here tonight. I got some sleep, went to work today, and had problems with my truck. So, it's Monday. Every day's Monday, and you can't have nothing nice. Well, anyway, hey, I'm not going to be in my bush too long. I'm going to start opening up the lines here real quick, so I'm bringing my first caller here. All right. How's it going, man? You're my first caller of the night. What are we talking
about? So, this is Eric.
Hey, Eric, what's going on, man?
I'm going to war with a guy named 4chan and a guy named by Jimmy Russell, I think it is. And I am not gay. I will never be gay. End of story. Nope. Not gonna do it.
Okay.
That's all I have to say. Good luck and goodbye.
Okay. Alright, well, I didn't really catch that very well, but hey, it's Monday. But hey, I want to say hello to the folks in the chat room. Iggy Mom, glad to see you. Firefox Online. Prime time. Ipes. I keep messing with that. No, wait, don't miss the show. Charles Sensor, very good guy. Very good people. Golf Dogs and Hayes. Mons, I guess if I say that, man, I don't know. I forget how to read. I read too much. I've gone what they call perma-fry for reading. Can't stand to look at it no more. And I have not bought me a Kindle Fire yet or wherever the hell them are. So I'm still looking at paper. that's the way I like to do it. But yeah, man. Haven't looked at the news much today. Don't really care. It's gloomy. It's a gloomy day. But hey, it's never good. How come I never only hear one little story on network television? And there's always one good story in the news. One little story, you know. Girl Scouts sold cookies. Dog was saved from a sewer drain. Our kid was saved from a sewer drain, whatever. But most of everything on the news is bad. You know, sports is boring, but everything else is bad news. But hey, I don't care. I don't watch it much. I don't get into watching the local news. I don't give a shit. I just don't care. It's a waste of my time. You know, things happen. You know, it's just the way it's part of the cycle of life. But I mean, they make things more dramatic than they actually are. And there are those stories also where we don't get, you know, half the truth of it. And you never hear the end of it. You know, you hear a part and don't hear the end. But, hey, that's my opinion. That's why I look at it. I just don't care. This shit going down with this government right now, man, is off the fucking rails. Kick open the borders, cut the military spending, fuck the American people. How much better would you want it? If that's, I mean, I know I'm being a little bit, mouthy about that, using that foul language, but I don't care anymore. I'm just, because the simple fact is I want people to know. It's, you know, it's retarded. It's beyond stupid. It's retarded now. Okay, they're saying now management failure led to Obamacare website woes. Watchdog rip-off fines. Well, okay. But it's all, you know, it's the same thing over and over again. Nothing seems to change. That's on every network. Everything's the same. Wow. Crazy, ain't it? That we live in a society. I don't know. But this is what I think about it.
Found my thrill on Blueberry Hill. On Blueberry Hill. When I found you,
There you go. That's an old tune, ain't it? Yeah, man. Anyway, you get out of that. You know, I've been receiving a lot of mail, and I've been getting these nice, glossy things in the mail. I'd say it's a 10 by 12 card, glossy color, well laid out. It's a smear campaign on a representative here, locally. And it's a group of people that does this. And I know I've heard about this before. It's called the Club for Growth, Missouri. And they're, you know, they're doing a smear campaign against this guy. And it's actually, I'm doing some research on this. It says, Missouri voters have spoken. We don't want Obamacare, okay? Let's see, in 2010, we overwhelmingly passed the Health Care Freedom Act. Okay, well, the Health Care Freedom Act is not Obamacare. Lyle isn't listening. The very next year, Roland voted for the Show Me Health Care Insurance Exchange. What's a vote for Obamacare? That's a vote for Obamacare in Missouri. No, it's not. So I'm just, it's amazing that people would put out this much money to print this kind of shit up and send it out to all the people in this area or in every county that he's representing. But it's kind of amazing how they do that. And it's coming from a certain donor, and a certain donor gets them to do this, but you can't hold a certain donor because it's going through them. You see what I mean? Ain't that Dunnison kind of sneaky? I could hate a candidate and pay these people bunches of money to fuck with him. So, yeah, that's always gone. I mean, I don't know about these groups now. I guess candidates now have a little more liability, what they say to the public press and advertising. You know? But, yeah, that kind of caught me. It's like, you know, man, what is the deal with this shit? But I don't care about elections. You know, he knows it. He's the state rep. I know him. And he knows I don't vote. I don't. I have nothing against him. You know, he understands that, but I just don't. It's a waste of time. I don't see how it works. I think it's a selection process. And I take this for example. You know, if you could buy votes by slamming a guy and sending one to each individual voter, you know, there you go. Put your hand in place. You got the money. But anyway, let me whip out here for a second. I'm throwing a song up at you real quick. I got to catch something real quick. I'll be right back.
Learned to read or write, so
There you go. Old Chuck Berry. That's a good old tune. Even in the original version of it. Not sped up. Too crazy like some have done. But anyway, you know what? Sorry, man. I'm lost tonight for some reason. But anyway, the topic of the show has been plea bargaining, government extortion. You know, when we talked about plea bargaining times this past week, it seems to be that it's more beyond than what people think they do. It's just not a fair thing. It's not fair at all, really. The system, they say it's a relief valve for the system, but I don't know. If somebody didn't do something wrong, that, you know, but if, you know, according to their rules, if they didn't hurt nobody, this shouldn't be no big deal. Why keep them in there forever? You know, and hang them up in jail and all that. But like I said, if, you know, if they're going to offer me to walk right that day or go to 5 years of prison, what are you going to do? You're going to take the walk today deal. Of course you are. No one in their right mind would not do it. But here's the problem. That's meaning something that you're admitting to guilt. What if you didn't do it? You know, but the only way you can do it is admit that you did it. And that's bullshit. So that's why, I mean, it's starting to get recognized more, you know, this issue, because more people are starting to understand what it is, how it works. That's the problem. People don't understand what it is. I mean, it's extortion. You know, you're being threatened with 5 years of your life behind bars compared to walking out. If you do this for me, if you pay me, I'll let you go. If you don't pay me, you're going down. You know, didn't the mob used to do that to store owners in New York for protection? You know, come on. You see what I mean? Y'all get my point. It's what it is. It's simple math. It's not that complicated. But it seems so easy they got by with it. And nobody says nothing about it. So, you know, there you go. So how could this court system be actually justified? I mean, it just ain't right, man. I mean, there's no, I can't, no other way to explain this. Like I've done all week. It is wrong. But, you know, they heavy caseloads, and then we get, like, okay, for example, you compare a paid lawyer compared to a public defender. You know, some public defenders are good. Some of them are good. They're making a name for themselves. But they're underpaid. Too many cases. You know, I couldn't see being a public defender. That's like walking into a hellfire of cases. Just dropping your lap as soon as you walk in the door. Wow. Wow. A lifetime member of what? What are you talking about? Okay, anyway. Wednesday night. Of the Obama Party. Lifetime member of the Obama Party. Oh, thanks a lot. No. I'm not a member of no party. Only party I'm a member of is my party. When I do party. So I party. Yeah, that's I do party. I don't know what I call it, but it's a party. Usually I fall over drunk. So I did party, and I'm happy. I won. I got drunk. No. But, yeah, man. Okay, I will do that. I will look that up. Just for the fun of it. But, yeah, I haven't seen nothing fun of it. Anyway, back to what I was talking about. Shit. Plea bargaining. How many of y'all just took a number one up, would take a plea bargain? You know? Okay. I'm looking at the definition on this word here. Okay. Okay, if I was sober enough, I'd read it. But I'm not. I'm French fried. I've been drinking all day. I'm just kidding. Believe me, I wouldn't be so dragging. It's been a busy day, man. Busy day. Okay. What we find at the MH17 crash site. Flower of silence, smell of death. Unsafe conditions in eastern Ukraine, keeping international investigators from reaching the wreckage, but CNN was able to spend an hour at the eerily quiet scene. Now, how did CNN get there? Okay. Why can't they go around? Unsafe conditions in eastern Ukraine are keeping international investigators from reaching the wreckage, but CNN was able to get there. CNN was able to get right there to it. Wow, imagine that. Ain't that crazy? It just gets better by the minute. The news can get there before the people that need to get there. But why do they need to get there? I mean, what is our business, man? I don't get it. It's crazy. But what's next? I mean, what is next coming down the pipe here? We got to take a look at that. We're going to have, you know, are we going to go to war with Russia? Are we going to make a plea bargain with them? shit. But yeah, it's going to be crazy. But anyway, if y'all want to call in, it's 718-508-9813. I'm just here running my gyms, barely, but hey, what can I say? I have nothing to really talk about. I have nothing to say, man. It's Wednesday. It's the middle of the week. I don't know where I'm at. I don't know who I am. I don't know where I'm going. I don't know where I've been. So, anyway, let's see who this is. Hello, caller 32.
Oh, that's me, Ron.
That's you. I'm serious. It's drugs.
You got some trolls in here, and they're throwing up links in your chat room, you know, that takes you to porno sites and stuff like that. You know,
okay,
no big deal.
Yeah.
But we're used to that. But, no, I agree with you about the plea bargaining thing. It's kind of a joke that's been going on a long time. I mean, you know, they give somebody, you know, that's guilty of a crime. They say, well, we'll let you go. You tell us about somebody bigger and badder than you. And we'll let you off. You know, pretty much how it works in this country.
They got to have something regardless. They got to be able to collect something out of you. You know?
Yeah. I got a question for you a little off your topic, if you got a chance.
Sure. Go right for it.
You and George are both into, your music. You're into electronics and all that mixing and all that kind of stuff. And I'm wanting to get George has a good voice, and I'm trying to get I'm going to try to work a way to get George to do a promo for a show that I do, and he might or he might not do it. I don't know. It's up to George, and he's got a lot going on. I know he's got a lot of health things coming up. But, I would love to get you guys to work on it, because from what y'all can do, I think y'all could pull it off. So let me know whenever y'all get a chance.
I can do anything. What depends on what you want.
A voiceover of a particular song for a promo to a show.
Okay.
Something simple like that. And somebody with the right tools could pull it off real easy. I don't have that in front of me. And if I did, I wouldn't know how to operate it. I was a disc jockey back in the 80s, and I couldn't tell you how to operate today.
I was a
really?
DJ in the 80s, too. Yeah. I played music. There's all kinds of shit.
I specialized, of course, in country music and classic rock, and today I couldn't tell you what they even talk about,
operate. The new shit nowadays? Yeah, for us old timers like me in the business, it gets. I mean, it's what you mean? It sounds like this, man. Really, you want to cut this track? You gotta be bullshitting me. It sounds like shit. You know. What the fuck does this mean, man?
I used to spin tunes off of a, you know, off of LP, and later on with cassette, you know, and nowadays, no, when you say LP or a cassette, these people look at you, what is that? You know, they don't know what you're talking about. So I'm old school nowadays.
Well, I had one come in one time. His agent set it up, you know, for us to work with him. And, you know, this guy, I couldn't understand shit he was saying, you know. So I called his agent up and I said, man, why didn't you tell me, send a fucking translator with this motherfucker? Because I can't understand what he's saying. You know?
Yeah.
He's American, but he's talking some shit, you know. And it's like a rich kid. You know, a rich kid with a bunch of money and thinks he's going to be, you know, the next Elvis, you know, type shit. In the new age music now, you know, I mean, I understand punk rock. You know, I get that. You know, I understand punk rock.
Yeah.
That is kind of the brainchild of this new way things are now, and, you know, the rad game, and, you know, just, I mean, I don't know.
We grew up with punk rock at the start. When you think about it, punk rock was getting its start back in the early 80s,
right.
I think.
Right, the birth of it. Right, the birth of it. That's right, right. That was a baby of it, but, you know, then nowadays it has transformed into the gothic, you know, the gothic trend for a while. Now, what's the next one? You know, the zombie invasion. Who knows? I mean, crazy shit they promote. You know, it's all to make money. You know, they get a trend going.
Yeah.
That's how they do it. It's all marketing, every bit of it's marketing. Some crazy person's idea, and it works, you know. But music does affect people in different ways.
I can remember going into a bar in the early 80s, and when punk rock was getting started, and you sit down, and the music was weird, strange to you. You know, like I said, I was a kind of a country western classic rock type guy, and I'm listening to the music, and all of a sudden guys would start dancing on stage by themselves, just bouncing up and down and staring at themselves in mirrors. They had the stage was surrounded by mirrors, and they were just looking at, and we're sitting there drinking a pitcher of beer thinking, are we even supposed to be here? You know?
It was
freaky. That was in my college days.
Yeah, that was the funniest shit I ever seen. I mean, the music was good. Yeah. You know, it was good for its time, but it just...
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Well, you know, even at the time, the music I didn't agree with later on in life, I said, you know, that's pretty cool.
I grew up on country western music myself, growing up as a kid.
Yeah, myself as well.
For me to get into the heavy metal rock business, you know, when I did, you know, it's kind of odd.
I was raised the same way. I was raised, you know, kind of a conservative Christian, and the music my parents listened to was country western. My mom, she loved country western. My mom dated Mickey Gilley, matter of fact. It goes way, Johnny Lee, all that. She was back in them days. And as I got older, I became a rebel, and I started liking the rock and roll. So I'm cramming, you know, this AC/DC stuff in my CD player and going to the beach and got some PBSP2 speakers in the back of my truck, and I was just blaring it down the beach. My mom told me at that time, back then I was basically on my way to hell because of the way I was acting, you know.
Oh, yeah. My parents got a life insurance policy on me, brother. It was wow. You wouldn't imagine the life I used to live, you know, in the music business. It was fucking retarded.
My second loan, you know, I got my first loan was a truck. My second loan was SP2 speakers by PB. I don't even make that anymore. But
I remember my first loan was a Sparklematic with two amplifiers and 3-way speakers in the deck in the back.
Well, these SP2s took up the entire bed of my truck on the back, side by side. They fit, barely fit in. You know, they were used basically by bands, and I hooked them up to my speakers in my stereo. And every Sunday there for I don't know how many years, I hit the beach, you know, down in South Texas, and I provided the music until I burned the sucker up one day because I started chasing girls down the road and forgot to I got to turn the ignition on. I forgot to do that and got in trouble.
Oh, shit. That figures. Yeah, women will do that too. Anyway. The power of the female. The power of the female, yes.
Yeah, they tend to divert. They're good at diversion.
You know, I had a kid one time get a hold of me, and he just got a bunch of money in his hands. He wanted to put a system in his car, you know. And he asked me if I would help him. I said, well, how much of a system do you want to put in your car? He goes, man, I want the loudest shit around, man. I'm going to thump some shit, you know, with that big bass speaker and shit and all that. Well, anyway, he's looking at all these car amplifiers and all this other bullshit, all right? He says, well, I don't know what to get, man. I said, well, what you need to get is a couple 10,000-watt Yamaha amplifiers. And, you're going to need about 20 band graphic equalizer, you know, and earplugs, period. Earplugs and ear protection over that. So anyway, he decided to do this, and he had a little Toyota. It was a Corolla or some shit like that. Well, as soon as he kicked it on and blew all the windows out of it, boom, it was over. You know, it sounded like a big thump sound, you know, real deep hit. You felt the building shake. I mean, like, son of a bitch. But that's all it was to that. Burnt the speaker up, too, so it bit too much too much push for that speaker to even handle. But it went off. I mean, it went off once, and that was it. That's what I wanted.
Well, the figures I had would handle all the power I had, but I didn't have the system to push them. But they pushed them until it got hot. I overheated and blew everything up inside.
Burned up
the amp, you know, the equalizer and all that kind of stuff. I burned all that up as I walked away.
Because it got the wires, it got too hot, you know, pushing the cord. You know, too thin of a wire, one thing. Should have monster cables going to it, you know, or male plug-in, you know, female inlet, male plug wire. Like a car cord, like a car cord. That's maybe the best way to go. I mean, you run a little power. But, you know, some of them you have to run big power. You have to run some big cables, so...
Well, what's cool about the PV speakers is PV didn't take hardly any power to make them just crank. You could go low power into a PV speaker and they just rocked. You know, they blew everybody away on the beat. When I played the PV speakers, anybody else that had a stereo, you know, cranked up, they just turned theirs off. You know, because their speakers were so loud. I mean, it just they were crazy. And I got crazy. Like I said, I started chasing girls and blew everything up.
I'm about ready to take my wife to court and sue her for all the money I've spent. I think she owes me.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, but wouldn't that mean you have to pay yourself?
What's that, George?
I said, doesn't that mean you would end up having to pay yourself?
Yeah.
Because does your wife come from you?
You're muffled a lot, George, for some reason.
Can you understand me now?
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Let me try something here. I'm going to try turning down my microphone a little bit. Try that and see what it does, because let's see. How's that? Any better?
Yeah, that's good.
I hear you.
Okay,
fine.
Good.
All right. I had to turn the microphone down just a tiny bit. Now, what I was saying was, Ron, doesn't your wife get some money, some of her money from you?
All of it.
Well, then wouldn't you be taking, if you took your wife to court.
What are you talking about?
You said you were going to sue your wife for all the money you put out for.
Right.
Wouldn't that be like taking your own money back? I mean, if you're going to sue her for...
Yeah, it is my money, but she's got to come off it. Pay me back. You know, I'm not going to be liable for her.
But wait a minute now, my friend. Wait a minute now. If we go under the assumption,
I'll say reconcile.
I'm going to.
I'm staying married to her, but I ain't going to agree with her. You know, she's a corporation. She's the other half of my corporation. She's my partner. You know, I want her to control.
She's something. Supposed to be an
equal
partner.
No, you're not. No, you're not.
Wait a minute now. In a merger like that, in a merger that results from a marriage, you mean to tell me
I took
that you and your wife are not
control this
partners 50-50?
No, 50. I got 51%. She took my last name and gave me 51% control of the corporation. It's a merger. But it's labeled with my brand. See what I'm saying?
You better hope she's not listening to what you're saying and holding a frying pan there, buddy.
No, she knows. I told her. She knows. She gets it. She don't care. Doesn't matter to her. Trust me. She's all, do you think you're going to get it? No. Did you guys hear that?
I stole you there, buddy.
Honey, I'm on a live microphone. You can't talk like that to these people. They'll think I'm crazier than you are.
Ron, we already do. But
I'm talking about marriage. I'm talking not about divorce yet. I'm talking about simply that if I see you for all the money I've spent on you over the years,
those nights,
you know, I'd be just getting my own money back. Which, yeah, it would be my money. I get that.
Yeah,
what
but you would be spending more of your money to get back your own money. You see what I'm saying?
No, I'm a sewer for that, too. I'm a sewer for that, too. I ain't going to miss it. I got to leave a penny unturned.
Ron, you are not a very fair. That's not. That doesn't sound like a very fair business practice in a corporation, if you ask me.
Welcome to America. Welcome to America.
Especially to your business partner.
Welcome home. That's the way we do it. It don't matter who you're screwing over. That's the way it works. The way they play.
Excuse me.
They
I
don't
have to go.
Give a shit.
I have
why
to go through something on the stove. I'll be back in a minute.
What are you cooking for us, George? What's for dinner
I'm
tonight?
My dinner. I haven't eaten all day.
Well, that's not too good.
Well, I haven't had.
I feel like chicken tonight. Like chicken tonight.
George is eating what at 1 a.m. Yeah, well, I don't know how late it is over there. It's pretty late over there, George. Yeah, I think you got your schedule screwed up.
Yeah, your time's off.
He's eating lunch at 12:39 at night. Or in the morning, I should say, in the morning.
I think I'm going to get a school buzzer or a school bell and put it in my house and set the timer, you know, like, you know, the first bell in the morning, breakfast, and second bell will be lunch, and third bell will be home, something like that, in my house.
Oh, yeah. I heard your wife a while ago in the background yelling at you, and I think I made out a few words, but I'm not going to repeat them.
Uh-huh. Well, maybe I could help you. The first
she's probably
one,
looking for the frying pan.
No, she's like, her first one would be, don't listen to this motherfucker. I'm taking everything. He don't know what he's talking about. It's his fault. You know how it goes. Same old thing. Never happy.
Typical.
Never, ever happy. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yep.
Anyways, whatever happened to old Mike? I thought Mike was going to jump over here with us. Is he
He don't like me much. I don't know what's going on. You know them Greek people?
He said he was headed over at the end of the end of Georgia show.
He might have gotten a wreck on the way over.
Yeah, possible.
Oh, maybe he's cooking something to eat. Maybe we should call him.
Maybe they all eat over there late. Or is that what y'all do over there on the East Coast? Do y'all eat this late?
Ain't there a religion that does that? They don't eat all day or something, eat at night? What is that?
I don't know. It's kind of a vampire type thing.
Is it Muslims? Or I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know.
We got a troll battle going on in my room here?
Well, I think Eco's trying to explain everybody how to deal with them, which is pretty simple.
Yeah.
Ignore them and they go away. When they don't get no attention, they get pissed off and
leave. I don't pay attention to them. I don't pay attention, but thank you for the numbers. I like to hit, so keep hitting my shuttle. You keep them numbers coming up for me. Appreciate you. Come anytime. The door is always open from 11
by
the
way,
my time.
Just to let you know,
There he is.
I eat at 1 o'clock in the morning because I can. So there.
This is where you get a
well,
chance.
Thank you very much.
That's right. First chance I get, I don't care what time it is. It could be 5. It could be 3 o'clock in the morning for all I care. If my stomach growls, I'm feeding it.
I hear you, George. I used to be a late night owl. I'm a breakfast lover. I love breakfast. I mean, I can eat breakfast, I guess, any time of the day.
Sick.
You give me some bacon and eggs, I'm a happy camper.
Oh, that's the breakfast for used to be champions. No, no, champions. Used to be champions. Breakfast, they used to be champions. They're great. Oh, Tony Tiger, super sugar flakes. Yep, Tiger. Boy, the price of cereal for a half a box of cereal now is outrageous, ain't it? You guys ever price that shit anymore? I'm like, wow. You know, half a box of Tony Tiger is like $20. You know, I don't know that it's not $20, but I mean, it's pretty expensive. Like $6, $7, $8 a box. Like, what? I haven't eaten cereal in years. Just lost the thrill.
Oh, they're doing some serious name calling in the chat room now. This is it's almost funny.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
they're calling each other names and angry Jews and pussies and all kind of stuff. They're killed. They're something else.
Exactly.
Yeah. I can vouch for Eco, though. Eco, whatever you want to call him, he's not a troll. That's my buddy right there. So.
All right. As the words pass in the chat room, so are the days of our lives. Oh, God. It sends to the hourglass, and so are the days of our lives. Oh, that's crazy shit.
So what's the latest news today? You know, I didn't pay much attention to the news today because I'm kind of getting burnt out on it. It's always the same shit every day, you know,
exactly.
as the world turns.
I said that earlier. That's exactly what I said earlier. I'm just tired of looking at it. I don't care to look at it.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm a news junkie now, but don't get me wrong. Yeah, don't get me wrong. I listen to it. I mean, I read it. Not mainstream news, but, I mean, I read it every day. But eventually you get a burnout. And today I took a back seat. I looked at a few sites. I look at Breitbart.com, you know, and
right.
Drudge Report. And then I just kind of said, okay, enough's enough. I'd rather than go through all the other feeds I look at. I said, that's enough. I just can't dig into this. It's the same stuff over and over and over, you know.
Right.
So, I don't know if there was any big breaking news today because I didn't care.
It's all drawn out shit. Israel's the fucking border, same old lying bullshit. Well, today this person said this. Well, you know, then you see all the fucking news shows, you know, they're talking shit, it's such, and they're going to talk about how fucked up it is over there. Well, it's really fucked up. Well, yeah, it was, Jim. It's really, really fucked up. Yeah, I know. Look at the pictures on mass media. Yeah, well, yeah, it was. And, I think it's their fault and his fault and nobody else's fault. We don't do nothing wrong. We're perfect.
I've got to now, you know, it's just kind of like you start getting thick skinned. You know, you just say, well, whatever. It's like going on these, you know, these talk shows. I mean, God, you get so many idiots that just want to attack you and I just let them roll off now. I mean, just,
talk shows?
You know.
Are you talking about political talk shows, or are you talking about regular talk shows like?
No, Blog Talk Radio, and a few other radio shows I go into. AM. I don't go into some, you know, the big guys like, you know, Rush and all them. I don't go into them kind of shows. But
right.
I got a friend of mine that does an AM show out of. He does it out of California, but he lives in Texas. I don't know how that all works. I guess he used to be there, but he broadcast from Texas. And so I listen to him. I listen to him tonight, and he has a real good show. Just a one-hour show, and he does it, I think, three times a week. And it's pretty good, pretty entertaining. He didn't take any calls tonight. Of course, I didn't even try to call. He has taken my call before, but His time's so limited. I just let him rant on. I mean, he's a good talker. You know, some of these guys, they can go on and on, and you get some guys that can talk. They don't need nobody to call in. You know, they're so full of information, and so you just kind of let them go. So I listen to him.
I could do that, too. I just didn't have time to do any work. You know, that's the problem with doing any research. That's why, you know.
Yeah.
I just don't give a shit.
I went to some alternative. Let me just say that I went to alternative shows enough because I'm tired of. I mean, I went like I have a guy that's got a 3-hour show. I'll go in to listen to an hour of it, and I gotta go. I just can't sit there and listen to it because I already know what their take is. You know, I just kind of jumping around all over the place today, and let me see what I can find. And it's interesting,
but the same old thing a lot. You know,
that's awful hurtful.
Yeah.
I'm a 3-hour show, and you sit there through it all, just about.
Who, your show? Oh. I came on your last hour. I came on your last hour, George, but that's because there's other shows. I'm skipping around. What I do is I skip from one show to another show to another show. I try to give a little bit of time to everybody that I like. And you're one of them, and I try to get over there for you. I try to get over to, you know, and Ron's show is kind of tough because he comes on late. You know, he's where the crazies come out.
So I am a creature of the night.
The troll.
I am a creature of the night.
I feel this is
a more appropriate time because I like to cuss, and I don't want children really to be listening to this. You know, I mean.
Yeah.
You know, really, so, I mean, because I get pissed about this shit, and I feel... This is a free-form system. This radio program is a free-form station. That's what I want. You know, I mean, with internet radio, so what? No fluffy low, so fucking what? You know, buddy, but I don't care. I have a chance to vent. I have a chance to talk to people. I get to talk to other people around the country, you know, to understand what's going on in their neck of the fucking woods, in reality. Not what I'm being fed.
Well,
you know what I mean? That's
what a lot of people don't understand, too. Ron, what a lot of people don't understand, too, is your show, although it's public, you know, anybody can join the chat room and call you on the phone. It's also, it's public to anybody that you allow to be there because, in reality, this is a private show. And many, many people don't get it. What do you mean private? It's a private show. I allow you to listen to it. If I don't want you to listen to it, I don't have to let you listen to it, you know, and they get offended by that. And we got a big problem with the liberals in this country. They think, I can say just like you can. No, you can't. I own, in your case, you own this show. You can say, I don't like you, and boom, you're gone, you know. I mean, you can do that.
Anybody
owns the show.
There's just one problem with that series,
I had a problem with before. You know, as a matter of fact, the one that was on our minute, I kicked one tonight, you know, because the person, whoever it was, said some shit about me on another show, and I don't care. Well, you want to play that fucking game, so can I. I'd like to listen to your bullshit, so I'm not going to. I'm not going to waste my time. I finally told this somebody, I can't remember what show it was. I just told him straight up, I'm your God. You don't even need to praise me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I didn't jump off. I was on top of this son of a bitch. I wasn't going off him. I was going hard. You know, but I wasn't screaming, I wasn't hollering, I just told them, you worship me. I live free in your mind. You know, they shut up. So that's the way it is. You know what I mean?
Well, it's the truth.
Everybody
on free will.
Right. It was somebody else's show, man. It was in the chat room, so I mean, whatever. But I didn't get all freaky about it, no. I just told them directly what it is, I'm your God.
What were you going to say, George? George is going to say something before...
I'm sorry, George. I didn't mean to cut you off, man. Forgive me.
That's okay.
Sorry.
No biggie. No problem. No, I don't know. He came to my show. I know he was there, and I thought he'd be here tonight.
Yeah.
But he may have something to do with the military in the morning, so he may have gone to bed early.
Should be. Well, he's got me interested in those transmissions. I'm going to call him up in the middle of the night just to wake him up. Hey, man, what about the transmissions? No, I wouldn't do that. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, well, get this, Gulf. You're right, but you're also wrong.
Tell me about it.
Okay. Yes, you're right. We all of us who do shows on here, we own the shows. But Here's the problem. We kick somebody out of the chat room, that doesn't mean they can't still listen to the show.
Right.
Okay? That's the only drawback to that. And it does not prevent them from being able to call in either.
Right, but you don't have to accept their caller. You can kick them out as soon as they do.
Right.
So you have that power over them, you know. So it basically boils down to I got into this discussion many years ago about forums, just internet forums where people go mm-hmm. in and sign up, get an account, and they're allowed to go in there and talk. And they people were, administrators or moderators were kicking them out of the forum. And it was made clear to them that although I granted you an account on my forum or my website, so to speak, that because I kicked your ass out, you have no recourse because this is a private forum. I give you access to my private forum and allowed you to come in, and you made an ass of yourself, so bam, you're gone. And that's what and that's the same with Blog Talk Radio, same format, although it's a little harder to police because, like you said, it's on the phone, it's on the radio, and there's all kind of all different ways to listen to some of these shows. I mean, one show I go to, Ken McClinton out of Washington, D.C., his show is on like four networks. I mean, you can pick him up all over the place. And he's got like two or three chat rooms running it. I hear him talking to people in chat rooms, and I'm sitting there looking, who the hell is he talking about? Talking to. Because he's got so many chat rooms rolling. They can do that. But the fact of the matter is, though, you still have the ultimate power. I mean, if you tell somebody you're not allowed, and because it is private, you paid for it. The reason it's private is you paid for it. Every one of these Blog Talk host guys, they pay for the service, and that makes it a private service. It's theirs, and they can allow and disallow anybody. It's kind of like remember you go into a restaurant, we can refuse service to anyone. Although this administration would love to do away with that. You saw what happened with that. That baker, what was it, in California, he got in trouble because he didn't want to serve a gay couple that wanted him to make their cake. He said, "Nah, I'd rather not do business with you." And that's all fine and dandy. They could have walked away, but they took up arms and decided, well, let's attack this guy. This is what the left does. They love to attack you. And it's pretty much the same thing, in my opinion. Go ahead.
Well, I'll tell you, between you, me, and the Four Winds, like tonight, I had this guy called himself Nostra Dumbass. Comes into my show. I never seen him before. I threw on the moderator switch just to be on the safe side. Plus, I was walking away from my computer to go to the kitchen to get a cup of coffee. I come back. He's gone. And he leaves. And he posted, so he thought, a nasty message. And I thought to myself, well, gee, the moderator was on. Dumbass.
Yeah.
No one will see it but me. Dumbass. People don't realize that we do have that kind of power. I can open up a chat room, and I can pick and choose who comments and who doesn't. But as you normally see, I don't always use the moderator unless I start getting a lot of names I've never seen before.
Right.
And that's when, people get a little testy and they go,
well, you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't moderate the chat room. Who do you think you are? The owner of the chat room?
Yeah, I am.
Pretty much.
It's like Ron, like you said, Ron. In that chat room and on that show, I am God as far as they're concerned.
That's right.
I would never claim that. I'll tell you that right now.
No, I don't mean George. No, I didn't mean that.
I know. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Go on.
Yeah. I said I was a Lord and Master. That's what I should have said, Lord and Master. That would have really pissed him off. But I don't care who I piss off. I don't. I you know what, man? I've been dealing with this troll shit for 5 years now. I'm sorry, I'm fucking tired of it. You know what I mean? Either talk sense to me or whoever's in my presence of this show, or you're done. You know?
Yeah. I mean,
I continue to my BTR death. You're gone. You've been nuked, erased, vaporized. You know what I'm saying? I see the death ray on you. I just want people to get along. Be nice. I know it's hard for some. It's really hard for me. But I do it. I keep my peace with people.
Well, you know what I find about a lot of them, Ron, and I know you already know this, is the intelligible debate. You know, that they don't have it. They can't bring it. Very few of them can,
right.
And the ones that can are well prepared. But most aren't prepared. But they want to come
no.
in and throw up an argument, and they can't back it up. You know, one question.
Well,
it's usually gibberish bullshit.
Gibberish
yeah.
bullshit. You know,
yeah. one question back.
Bullshit. Come on, man. That's so fucking
yeah.
elementary. You know, it's
kind of high schoolish. I mean, is it even high schoolish? Maybe junior high
school. No,
it's
elementary, man. Elementary, my dear one. Ella fucking mentre. Jeez,
yeah.
man. This is like sixth grade. You're going to junior high. You're going to call the fucking store and say, hey, do you have Prince Albert the King? We just knew. Well, you better let him out. Come on, man. You remember the joke? Prince Albert in a can? Tobacco? Prince Albert? Tobacco?
Yeah.
In a
oh,
can?
Yeah.
He used to come in a can? Yeah. Right. Is your refrigerator running? Well, you better go catch it.
Well, that's pretty much the mentality.
That's the old classic prank calls, man.
That's like I'm reading the yeah. chat room. While you guys are talking, I'm sitting here reading the chat room.
It's
and
funny.
I see, it's Nostra Dumbass. Hey, Nostra Dumbass, on my show, I'm the master. I'm the boss. I'm I'm the chief operating officer. I'm the head son of a bitch in charge. And if you don't like what I do with my chat room, too fucking bad, asshole. I turn on the moderator when I see a name I don't recognize. It's to protect any listeners that do come in. And you came in just as the show was starting, dumb fuck. So do the world a favor and kiss my Royal American Red Rosie Cherokee Indian ass, Deckless.
And that's a George trait. I will vouch for George because George knows I've got on to him for doing the moderator thing before because that's a George.
Yeah.
That's a habit. That's a habit George does. And I was, George, what are you doing? That's it. It's just something George
does. Kyle Firefox. Nude.
Yep, and
Kyle
George
Firefox.
Owns the show, so he can do whatever the hell he wants. You know,
don't get
you can
suck.
Complain about
that
it till you're blue in the face, but George does what George wants because that's his show.
Does that make us dictators? Us show
yeah,
hosts?
Pretty much. Benevolent dictators.
Yeah, dictator.
Yeah, benevolent dictators.
A dictator. What the hell does a dictator look like? I've seen red taters, brown taters. I've seen a
look
dictator.
Look at the dictionary
you know,
of the name
toss,
of Barack
French
Hussein
fries,
Obama,
tater tips,
and you'll see and
no dictators. You know? Yeah, I'll take a large order of dictators and a double cheeseburger. But I want to make sure them dictators are fresh out of the fryer. Yes,
oh,
Lord, you want some of them dictator cheese? What now? What you want, baby? Yeah, give me a small order, a dollar size dictator. With extra cheese taters. Yeah. That just don't work with me. That work, or that.
The way I look at it is this. You know, I tell it like it is, and if nobody likes it, they can kiss my ass. And I'll even mark the spot.
That's it? That's all you're going to say? No. I say fuck them. That's what I say. That is my First Amendment right. Fuck them, George. You know what I mean? I go give them the dignity to kiss my ass. No. Not unless they got some money. And a lot of money. I'm pretty pricey.
You know, it's funny. Nostra Dumbass must think people are actually paying him a whole lot of mind because he calls everybody paranoid. The only people that are paranoid are the kind of people like yourself, dumbass, who sit there and call people paranoid.
As you see, doctor, you see schizophrenic paranoia. Due to the patient does not know they're speaking, nor do they understand. Wow. I'm glad I'm keeping a copy of this check. Well, Dark, you had a good show tonight. What I thought of it. Sorry, I lost you for a while. It's
technical. Yeah, well, you know what? It was what it was. And honestly, I had forgotten. Again, I had forgotten I had a show on. Oh, he's, you know what? Noster dumbass is really a dumbass. He's a liberal. Look at what he said. That is my show is all about paranoia and fear mongering. That's a true liberal dumbass for you.
Well, George, I do get a little paranoid at your show sometimes. I fixed that problem. I see my doctor, and he gave me Xanax. He helps me with all my BTR shows. Xanax, expert by name.
George, did you not say you're going back to your regular schedule, and then Ron repeated after that, I'm going to do the same thing, and I'm going to take off as well? So all y'all
yeah,
going
when,
on.
When I, was making the announcement, he turns around and he goes, when I said I was going to take this coming weekend off, he's like, well, if George can take this coming weekend off, I can too.
It's like, meaner. Jeez, man, you know.
I'm not being left alone here in this BTR world by myself. I'm scared.
But you see, you see what it is, George, Ron is using your show to feed people to his show, and now he's pissed. You're leaving, so he says, hell with it, I'm going to.
Hold on a second, everybody. Hang on, guys.
Hey, Noster dumbass. By the way, perfect name for you. I have but one thing to say to you, and it's real simple. Bug off.
Why, certainly. Why not?
I used to get pissed off with buttheads like this. You know what? Yeah. I've come to realize that's
what they want.
They're sitting behind a keyboard typing
in the basement of their mom's house.
Yep, with the big thick glasses, the pocket protector, pant legs up past their kneecaps. And sitting there going,
they're playing World of Warcraft on one computer and fuck with people on BTR on the other.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it's funny. I don't let them get
dumbass. If I were obsessed with you, I'd have to have my head examined. Nah, the only thing I'm obsessed with is giving you a ration of shit. Because, quite frankly, you're full of it.
George, this might be your number one fan. You know what I mean? Obsessed
yeah,
with you.
I've got a number one fan.
Following you around.
Let him, I'll tell you what, he can come over to my house. I'll take the safety guard off the nice big fan I got in the living room, and I'll stick his fucking face in it.
Well, what's
then he could be my big fan.
What's your concerns? Oh, God. Slice troll on a half show.
You know, I made a bet with my brother that no troll would get under my skin tonight because I've been there, done that, got the T-shirt and the hat, the whole wardrobe and the luggage rack and the van to tow it all in. I'll have them listen to the archive of this show and let them see just how nice and relaxed I am.
Exactly. Be mellow. Well, Golf Dogs, you got awful quiet.
Oh yeah, I'm over here looking at Twitter. I was over here running around on Twitter. I'm here though.
Anything of interest on Twitter going on?
I'm looking. I closed all my RSS feeds because I screwed up my internet connection. But yeah, I mean, like we said earlier, you know, the same old, the same stories. And I'm seeing a lot of friends post, but you know, it's just inner chat. Nothing big. Don't see nothing going on. Now, if Mike was here, Mike is always, he'll shoot out. He's got stories breaking left and right. He's that guy there. He just constantly throws stuff out.
Oh, yeah. He needs his own show, don't he?
Yeah, he does. He really does. The guy can talk. Mike can talk for hours, and he don't even need to take a break.
I like Mike. He's cool, though. I like him. He's a good guy.
I've known Mike for a lot of years, okay? I've known him for years. And Mike has, you know, he's a great resource of information. He really is. Every time he brings up comparatives about World War, you know, about what's happening today and some of the stuff that went on during World War II, you know, at first I have to sit back and go, huh? And then as he goes further on, it makes perfect sense. There are a lot of narratives that are going on today that are almost parallel to what happened in World War II.
Yeah. What I like about Mike that I would say is just his deep knowledge of damn near anything you throw at him. I mean, you throw stuff at him and he just, boom, he bounces right back with a response. I mean, and it's not like without even hesitation. It's like it's sitting there on his desktop. He's already looking at it, you know. I don't know how he does it. He pulls them up quick, you know. He responds fast. But we have him on my show. You know, I have a Sunday night show, and we have him tentatively set up to be a guest. We haven't set a date yet, but we're trying to get him on there on a military-type show. And we're trying to kind of put the pieces together, but I think Mike would be the part of the puzzle that has to be there. So we're looking. We've already had one military guy a couple weeks ago, Lauren Schofield, you know, a U.S. Marine. And I wish that I had Mike on there with that show because I think Mike would have been a contributor. But things happen fast on Blog Talk Radio, and it's hard to get everybody together at one time. But Mike's in the back burner. We're going to bring him on eventually. I just love the way Mike can talk. He goes on and on. I mean, this is one guy you can throw a question at him, and you could probably go out and get a burger and come back, and he's still talking. You know, he could go on forever. And I've heard him so many times, like on George's show, when George loses connection and George disappears. Mike, are you there, George? Are you there, George? Okay, then Mike just starts talking. He just takes off. I'll run the show till George gets back, and he just goes. You know,
it's not so much when I lose connection; it's when I mute my mic, so that when my allergies kick in, I have to turn the mic off. Because if I were to sneeze while on the air, you would be deaf. That's how loud it is. So. That, and of course, I'm sure nobody wants to hear somebody in the bathroom taking a leak. It'd be kind of like that scene from the movie.
I have heard
Leslie Nielsen.
BTR shows. Have you not heard that on BTR shows? Where all of a sudden you start hearing this little trickle. What the hell? He said walked out and he forgot to mute his mic. But they do it. I hear it all the time. Not necessarily with you, but on other shows.
Yeah, because it kind of reminds me of that scene from the movie with Leslie Nielsen. He goes into the bathroom. He's got the wireless mic on still. It's still turned on. And he's in there pissing away, and all of a sudden he starts farting his ass off. And it's like, really? Now that's the kind of stuff that the media wants to hear. Speaking of Mike, he just showed up.
His ears were burning.
He was the guest. Oh, shit. He knows now. Oh, shit. Now listen, yeah, I'll pull the trigger.
About guy. We were talking good about him.
I got the trigger right here in my hand. I'm going to unleash this Greek machine gun. You ready? Hold your ears. Here we go.
That's my liberal alarm. I've got a liberal alarm that went off. Somebody say liberal. I heard liberal mentioned. I got a liberal alarm. It's going nuts here. Hold on.
Oscar Dumbass is in the chat room. He's a liberal.
Keep control.
Jesus Christ, that
your
thing. I couldn't get a...
Your is down.
Stop the minute. Oh, it was on the chat room. Somebody mentioned liberal. My alarm went off. It went insane.
Did you say Liberace?
Yeah, I get this liberal sensor, the minute I hear liberal, this thing's, my God. What happened? Was there a liberal on the show?
Spider-Man has his spidey sense, and you have your liberal sense.
Oh, my God.
We said it three times, and you appeared.
Kind of like Beetlejuice.
I knew all we had to do was talk about you, and you'd show up.
Yeah, we were talking about you, buddy. We just cheered you up.
What's going on? How you guys doing? I had a bunch of stuff I had to do, and I figured...
Well, we've been expecting you a long time ago. You're an hour and a half late.
I know. Was it an hour and a half? Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Hour 15 minutes.
Well, to tell you the truth, I was writing...
Trying to teach in Greek to tell time is next to impossible.
You know what? I had to do a detailed letter. I had to do a detailed letter to the guy that's running for governor for the state. And because his senior aide, the campaign manager, wanted me to share some of my experiences with them. And after I saw him the other night, they said they really want me to put it on paper, some of this stuff they're very interested in, especially since Governor Cuomo is facing a lot of things in the news right now. And any harpoon that can be thrown, you know how it works. So... Here you go, boys. Have fun with it. I gave him a lot of... Let's see what happens. We'll see. This should be interesting. But good. I'm glad. Jerks.
I talked to my state representative today for about a good long hour or so.
How'd that go?
Oh, it went great. We're neighbors, man, so, you know. I know him personally, so, I mean... There's this group doing a smear campaign on him, you know what I mean? And I've done research on these people before, the Club for Growth, Missouri. They're smearing him. They see these glossy, nice, expensive postcard-looking things about the size of legal pad paper, you know? But it's a glossy card, and just bashing him, all kinds of shit. He said he backed Obamacare, and he did. And it says here, he says that he voted for the Show Me Health Insurance Exchange, and it says that's a vote for Obamacare, but it's not. You know what I mean? So the reason they want him out is because he won't go their way, and it pisses them off. You know, so this rich bastard gives these people money. These people go after whoever they want.
They want puppets.
Yeah, right. Right, exactly. And that's what the deal is.
Yep.
I had a conversation. So I said, man, why am I getting this shit in the mail? And I looked down the road from me. That ain't cool. Desperate to, you know.
Well, when they get the list, you know, the mailing list.
Mm-hmm.
They don't care. They follow the list and they just mail the stuff out. So they probably had no idea you live right next to them. One time I was at one of those phone banks for one politician.
I should ask if they send shit to him. Did they send shit to your house, man? Like this.
One day I spent 4 hours at volunteering at a phone bank, calling for a politician, you know, calling off the list. And I got home, and I wasn't home 10, 15 minutes. The phone rang, and it was somebody from the phone bank that I was just sitting next to the guy, and the guy's calling me. And he said, hi, are you familiar with? Yeah, and he didn't know, didn't even add up in his head because you're reading the. And the guy said, are you familiar with it? And I said, I told him, I said, I hate that son of a bitch. I said, as a matter of fact, I heard he's a member of the Ku Klux Klan and everything. I think he's a racist son of a bitch. And the guy was like, what? And I said, you jerk off. I was just sitting right next to you. I just left. This is Mike. Anyway, I can't believe I called you. I said, yeah, that'll teach you. Freaked you out, didn't I? You know, because you just, they probably had no idea they were mailing it to right next door to the politician's house. No, that's typical. What can he do? Any? Can he do anything about it?
No. Not
to cover their tracks.
Yeah, of course they do. That's, you know, the way it works. This thing here, this company that does this shit, you know, yeah, that's wild. How could you be? It's legal. It's absolutely legal. A person could pay these people money. Missouri Club for Growth PAC. Yep, in St. Louis. Maylene Abergeno. That's okay. Never heard of that kind of name before. But, yeah, it's a smear campaign. Like, wow.
But they know for sure that that's the guy that's doing it? The politician knows.
No,
for
we
sure
know
who,
the guy who's doing it. We know who's actually doing it.
Do you know where the guy eats dinner?
Rex Sinfield. I don't know. I'm trying to find some information about who he was. Well, he's actually paying his group to do it.
Because George and I were discussing something that would really come in handy for people that you're not, like, happy with. But you have to get into their food first. And it's what the good thing about it is it's remote controlled. So you could activate it once it's been ingested.
All right.
I just put the link up. It's a fantastic idea. I think it'd be great fun, like on for a prank, April Fool's Day and stuff. I think a lot of people will have fun with this.
Uh-huh.
And you never saw that? I don't know how you hide it in food without him chewing it. I think it'd be great fun. You know.
I gotta write something to publish for this. I gotta write.
Yeah.
It. Oh my
yeah,
god.
Yeah, you get one of those remote controlled vibrator capsule. Let the guy swallow it, and man, there's gonna be hell to pay. Sit back and watch the expression on his face change.
Relieve chronic constipation.
Oh, boy, that'll
and
open
have,
things up.
I have, now you know I'm going to say something. You know me.
Yeah.
You know, okay, all right, I'm going to be trying to be as civil about this as possible, and you know it's going to be very hard. Okay, so just bear with me on this. Okay, look. This revolution is a wonderful thing. This is the most beautiful thing ever invented. So now, it is a fact that you can't have the shit shook out of you. Got it? Remotely. Shake the shit out of somebody. It's like the Chinese man. He goes, do you know what a constipated Chinaman is? No. He goes, it is called Hung Chao.
Oh, no. Oh,
now,
God.
You can check it out. You can unhang your chow. It was my brother.
What an invention, though. I thought you'd get a kick out of seeing that.
I think it'll piss off dildo manufacturers.
Yep. Shit.
Think about it. Remote control.
Hey, I'll tell you, I got the shock of my life. So when I first moved to L.A., the audio company I was with, the vice president of the company said, you know, at lunchtime, you know, you go out and the Roach coaches are out there, and everybody from local companies are all over there waiting to buy stuff from the Roach coach. And then I said, what are all these ladies? There's a whole bunch of Mexican ladies and everything from this company next door to us. What are they? What's the deal in there? And he said, you don't know what they make? I said, no. You never heard of them? No, I never heard of him. And he said, come on, I'll show you. And he walked me in the back door into the production line where they're making everything, and there's tables with all these Mexican ladies with airbrushes. And they were airbrushing the designs on the side of dildos.
Excellent.
I was stunned. I didn't, okay, Thanks for letting me know this. This is, and now I feel weird. I'm standing in line with ladies who all day long are just told, okay, that was a really weird thing. That was the strangest thing I ever saw. But the place was called Doc Johnson's. I'll never forget that place. I was like, you got to be kidding me.
Well,
hi, mommy,
wrote,
what do you
I
do for
a
living? Jesus, huh?
I wrote a dildo commercial one time. I wrote a dildo commercial one time for dildos, all right? Something to do with dildos, not actually the dildos. So. But it went something like this. Excuse me. Just a woman talking, but I can't really imitate a woman very well, but it's a woman talking in the commercial, okay? And it goes like this, all right? My dildo has been under my mattress for 3 years. Duracell, the copper top battery.
Oh, man. Christ. Oh, man. Did you work it up in the studio? Did you do the whole thing with the background music?
Yes, we did it all.
Oh,
yeah, I got the whole thing in my studio. It goes on further than that, you know.
What's going on in the chat room? What's going on in the chat room?
It's all retarded tonight. It's really retarded. I don't even pay attention to it anymore.
Golf calls, you still with
us? Hey, I got to respond to this here. Hey, Nostradamus, if you're saying that any brain-dead moron can have a show on BTR, well, where's your show, dumbass? You ain't got one.
Well, his mama won't give him enough money. You know, you got to have money. You got to buy a show. Well, I think they give you a free show for, 30 minutes?
Do they?
I don't know if they take food stamps. Does BTR take food stamps?
Listen to this.
Nah.
Or a church voucher, you know, one of the things.
Yeah, he can't get a show, so, I mean, he's got to go on about himself and, yeah, we've dealt with this guy. If George is right, and it's the Jew guy, and the Jew guy is by no means a Jew. He just likes to parade around as he's a Jew and then talk shit. So I think George might have that guy figured out.
Well, it's in the way he was talking and the way he was responding that I was able to ascertain that he is the guy that calls himself Jew.
Yeah.
Oh, he knows the name, One Angry Jew. He knows the name.
Oh, yeah. You just gave
he
yourself
knows
away.
The name.
So he knows
the name. You gave yourself away by denying.
I'll be damned.
So,
what's
so
up?
He knows the name. That's him.
Why don't you call him? Around the fucking chat room. It
would be different if he said, I'm not the happy Jew.
Why do people have to test my ability to investigate and interrogate? Why is it so hard for them to understand that as a military police officer, I was trained in interrogative techniques? All I got to do is just say a little bit, and I get a whole lot of information based on the way they respond. God, man, they're so dumb.
Hey, you know, I saw something interesting today out of England that I realized that we're not the only ones with retarded media where they embellish things and they play with the words and they dress things up a little bit here and there. And check this out. Now, apparently this guy was a wacko, and the police went to the house with, some sort of psychiatrist or whatever. And the cop walked in and they saw some sort of a firearm in the house. Well, it was an air gun.
Can I get some help? I had to catch you, right? We'll get right back to that. But I need some help, guys. I really
What's
need
the
some
matter?
Help. I can't comprehend squat. Can you help me comprehend that? I can't comprehend it. I'm having a hard time comprehending squat. Please help me.
I swear it wasn't my answer.
How do you comprehend squat?
I don't know. I think you study up on it and you'll watch it a lot.
Well, I don't understand what squat is. I understand comprehend, but what am I? Is squatting? Am I squatting down, or what is squat? Is there, you know, like swat, squat, you know, snot, whatever. Okay, go ahead, Mike. I'm sorry.
Oh no, good point. I'm not. So anyway, the guy went in, and apparently the police called the SWAT, but they change everything. They change the wording of it. They say it's like special weapons group. It's a SWAT team. And they called the SWAT team, and they nailed him with tasers and beanbags, and the guy was just a wacko. He had an air gun. But it was in a very dangerous situation. If you read the article, it's like, what are you doing, man? At least they didn't show pictures of them beating on the wacko. But I guess we're not the only ones in this country that they use the media to make it seem like, oh, the police, yeah, the police had it under control. But the way they wrapped up the story was pretty good about it. It was a dangerous situation. It came to a safe conclusion. Considering the significant risk that the officers faced, I can only admire the considerable restraint. What significant risk? There was an air gun. The guy was a wacko. What? I mean, they don't even say what type of air gun. It could have been a paint gun, paintball gun, for all we know. I don't get it. But look at the stuff they list. Use tasers, baton rounds, and I don't know.
Mike, I seen a story today, and I don't have to say for y'all, but I seen a story today where the police were called to a guy that supposedly had a gun in Massachusetts. Okay, the police showed up, and he showed them at the front door. He showed them his biceps. He goes, "That's my guns." Okay, they thought, well, that's kind of comical, but they decided we're going to go into his house. And I guess in Massachusetts they're allowed to go into your house. I mean, when you're coming into my house, you better have a warrant, because otherwise I'm going to blow your head off when you walk through the door. But they went into his house and they found a water gun. Okay, and they said he's guilty. They said he's guilty. We found it. Now come on.
Well, you know what they could say? If he intimidated somebody or showed somebody the water gun and they believed that was a real weapon, then they can charge him with intimidation. You know, like the same law where if you rob a bank with a fake gun, you get charged with having a handgun. So, but it's insane.
Yeah, I never saw anything about the story other than that, where maybe he did use that gun or he flashed that gun out in public. But hell, if you walk out in your front yard and you fired a water gun at the flower in the flower bed,
yep,
and your neighbor saw it and called you, and you can't call the police on you. Come on. I mean, that's crazy.
That's crazy.
You want to give up your liberty. That's the way to give up your liberty
We were talking about it. They've got so many laws that no matter what you do, they can turn you into a criminal if they feel like it.
Yeah.
They can do it. There's so many. They overlap so many, and it's just insane. No.
Yep.
I don't know. George, what were you saying?
Ron Reck disappeared in the chat room.
Ron did?
Ron, are you there anywhere?
Oh, he got cut off.
Yeah, he'll be back.
What are some of these comments? It doesn't make sense. I am not a criminal.
Well, you got a lot of troll talk going on in there. It's best not to even pay attention to that.
I just got back in.
No.
Well, Bruno, you're not a criminal. That's nice to know. Thank you for sharing. Hey, dumbass. Let me tell you something. One quarter of my brain matter is smarter than your entire brain put together. So maybe you ought to consider giving up while you have the chance. Because quite honestly, you're running out of ammunition. I mean, when it came to having a weapon of common sense, that's one weapon you never stood in line for.
Ron, are you back?
Yeah, I'm having internet problems. Sorry about that.
No problem.
That was happening to me last night.
My router quit for some reason. I lost everything.
I got bumped off, I think, all three right. times last night from George's show, and it was the router and the modem.
All right.
I don't know what's going on. Maybe BTR. I didn't have any problems.
Dumbass brought his friends with him. That's what
Bruno
is.
Yeah, I see that.
Like I said, I got him pegged. I have him figured out. The man, it's one angry Jew hiding behind the name Nostradamus.
Could be. Like I said, I don't let them get to me. I just watch them. I think they're funny.
You know, it's like a playpen over there.
Yeah.
That's all.
I think it's time to give the trolls the boot.
Mm-hmm.
No, they're having fun. Gives them something
to
do.
Yeah, but they're getting boring.
Yeah.
They are. They're getting rather boring.
Echo, sorry. If he kicks them, Echo ain't going to have nothing to do. Echo was he was having fun with that.
He's bored out of his mind.
Yeah, he'll be bored now. He'll probably just go to bed.
I haven't looked at my board lately, so everything's all well on the board, so that's good. Only the people with common sense are on the open mics.
Why, thank you for that.
Yes.
We depreciate it.
Well, you're welcome.
We depreciate it. Now, what was this comment that Obama made on Sunday?
The only one that needs to be muted is me. I'm the one out of control here. Obama
made some sort of a...
Well, you know what? Since they're still in the chat room, I'll just put them on ignore. They're assholes.
Yeah, that's all. Obama made a comment on Sunday about...
That song, I-95, that I do?
Yeah.
Would fit them perfectly. Were you born an asshole?
Don't worry.
Or did you work it your whole life?
It's coming in. Yeah, I got another one that I'll play for him. For the trolls. I like classic music.
Is it a certain symphony I'm thinking of?
Yeah, it could be. That's what I was aiming for.
I have that. I have the full-length version of that, too.
Yeah. I'm going to have to, look around for it. I know it's at somewhere.
I've got the dumbass and his friend Bruno on mute, so I don't have to read their bullshit. It bores me.
Yeah, I'll pay attention.
Yeah, it just got boring.
Yeah, they have nothing better to do. That's the way it is when you're bored with yourself. If you got no friends, you gotta go fuck with somebody. Yeah.
Well, did you see that article? Did you see that comment that Obama made on Sunday? Where they had some sort of a celebration. Did they do it at the White House? I don't even saw. I don't know if they did it there. On Sunday, Obama and First Lady Michelle released a statement thanking Muslim Americans for their many achievements and contributions to building the very fabric of our nation and strengthening the core of our democracy. I put the link up in the chat room. Well, I guess the Sharia law isn't an issue for him. I guess that's cool. So, okay.
Well, see, you got to remember, Mike, Obama he embraces the Muslim Brotherhood. Every country that hates our guts, he's appeasing. I mean, what does that tell you?
I thought that was strange. I was wondering if you guys had seen anything else about it, or I'm sure they must have mentioned it in some other media, but I don't know. We had some weird stuff going on. And Lois Lerner, there's another wacko. Did you see her comment? I think that came out today. Yeah, Associated Press had it that I guess they found going through the emails that she called us, what did she say about us? The wacko GOP.
Conservatives.
Yeah. There's another one that needs treatments. That another bitch. I don't know. There's another. It's on her. I thought they were doing something to her. I thought they were taking away her retirement or something, or...
They're
not
going to take nothing away from her. They're not going to take nothing away from her.
No.
No. DC is corrupt. They're going to get away with what they get away with. We've got all these guys saying, man, we're going to bring you before Congress. We're going to bring you into a contempt. We're going to do this and that. You know, you've got Eric Holder, the head policeman of the entire country, and he's in contempt Congress, and he still has a job. He's still working.
Yeah, that's weird.
He didn't hit the position. So, I mean, we got problems right there. When the head cop in the country can sit there in contempt of Congress and keep doing what he does, we have a problem.
That's because the Congress did not utilize. They could have sent constitutional sheriffs into the DOJ, put that bastard in handcuffs, and locked his ass up once he was found in contempt of Congress. But they didn't. They did the contempt of Congress charge, but they didn't go the whole distance.
He needs to be locked up. This guy should not be on the streets. He should be behind bars, and awaiting for his buddy Barack to join him. Because let me tell you what, Eric Holder is what is protecting Obama right now, and he's doing everything in his power to do it. The thing is, his power should be limited, and he shouldn't even be in power. And Eric Holder is getting away with what he's getting away with because nobody in Congress has balls. None of them. They're
and
all
Harry Reid. He's another one. Reid's protecting
Harry
too.
Reid, Nancy Pelosi, they're all in contempt. Every one of them are in contempt. But nobody will do nothing about it because they enjoy their paycheck.
Yep.
They're enjoying their lifestyle. There's no checks and balances no more. Nobody's saying, you know, do this or do that. All they have to worry about is an election, you know, and the elections are corrupt. So, go figure.
The Electoral College the way it's run today is designed to take every vote and give it to a specific candidate. So, like, let's say Mike and I were running for the Oval Office, all right? You voted for Mike. Ron voted for me. Okay, now. Rest of the country, the votes are getting, we're each getting votes, they're tallying up. All the votes across the country don't mean jack shit when the Electoral College decides. Catch what I'm saying here?
Yeah.
That's, the Electoral College is the biggest mistake this country ever had because it hasn't been right in decades. I have said this before, and I will say it again. They need to take the Electoral College and abolish it and let the votes of the people stand as the true vote for the office of president.
I disagree with that, but I'm going to let y'all talk about it. Go ahead.
Well, no, I'm just saying. It would make it would be a more trustworthy election then.
No. I disagree, but I want to hear everybody else's input. Go ahead.
I wouldn't.
215 right here.
I don't know, George. I wouldn't really agree with you either. I wouldn't. I think they've mutated a lot of this stuff and everything. If they let the system work the way it was designed and it was meant to work, instead of playing with it, I think we'd be back in good shape, but they've toyed with a lot of stuff. So that's what creates a lot of these problems. I mean, tonight I went out to have coffee after he was done on a TV show with Bob. You know, that we remember we were up in Putnam with him, the guy running for senator. You had him on the show, George?
Oh, Castelli.
Right. And so I went out with coffee, and I went out there hard. I put together four people. We got signatures and everything to get them on the primary ballot and everything. And now he got up there, and they're contesting a bunch of his signatures. They even kicked my signature off the ballot, my personal signature, because they said
Why?
They couldn't read it. And my signature is not scribble, but they're being assholes. The Senate itself in New York State is contesting, whereas the election board is actually taking Bob's side, and they're working with him, saying, no, people took the time to sign these. We're not going to play the game. We're not going to disenfranchise all these people that signed these sheets. Thank God for that. And it was the election board up in Albany that is standing there. And the Senate, though, because they're part of the good old boy clique, they're going in and they tried like wiping out hundreds of signatures. And the election board went in, and I guess it's a big job. They've been doing it for over a week now, comparing signatures with the signature that's on file with the address. And there was one section where, you know, like one town, you might live in a hamlet. That hamlet belongs to the larger town. Well, when people signed the thing, they put down the name of the hamlet they live in. Well, the Senate came in and they were going, nope, that doesn't count. We want that thrown out. And the Board of Elections was like, no, we understand. And okay, it was corrected. Leave it as it is. It's fine. It counts. But it's all dirty pool. It's all dirty pool. So now we're going to find out tomorrow what's going to happen or if it's going to go to court. But I think it looks like it's going to go through because he has more than enough signatures to make it. But the system is the one they've toyed with. If they let the system work, it was designed and just stop the games. Stop all. They got too many games. Whether it's adding bills and amendments onto other bills or putting up even a paragraph into something that was already passed, toying with the stuff and playing with it, and then we wonder what the fuck happened. They, you know, they're leading us like as if we're fools. They treat us like fools, like children. They have nothing but contempt for the voters, and they don't respect the system themselves. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what it is. Do we have to one day, maybe, when election day comes, everybody votes for totally different people that aren't even on the ballot, and just coordinate it and vote all of them? It'll never happen, but wouldn't it be nice? Them and their staffers, get rid of them. Start with a clean slate. You know?
Absolutely.
Bring it back with the Constitution. Fucking means something.
Mm-hmm.
And the current means something. You know, we're not this version of it that they've created, and it's a version of the American government that they've created.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
It's all bullshit. What it is.
Yeah.
Every bit of it. But back to the Electoral College real quick. The Electoral College, what happens, George, whenever you get rid of it, then you just have your main populaces, New York City, Los Angeles, Chicago, the big cities.
Maybe then you're screwed.
You know, and that's the ones that will carry your vote, and you're not getting representation of the rural communities across this country, which are far bigger than them main populaces.
Yep.
Okay. So you've got to get the word. You know, they have to. Their vote has to count. If you remove the Electoral College, the guy out in Kansas, his vote don't count. Okay. Because I mean, they're so minority, so small compared to say New York City. Okay. That's the purpose of the Electoral College, is to make it to where all America counts. When you get away with it, I mean, when you do away with it, then only the big cities, the major populaces, that's the ones, the only ones that count, and everybody else is ignored. And that's why I have a problem with doing away with it.
Yeah, it forces they have representation.
Yep. Yeah. You've got to have representation for all the people, not just the big cities and the, you know, where everybody's at. You've got to have representation for all the people, and that's what it was designed to do. Real simple, really.
We're by ourselves.
Just me and you?
No, you're not.
Oh, okay.
No, you're not.
All right.
I just got a bunch of hands up in my room, on my board. Nobody's responding, so they have their hands up. Probably trolls, two block callers, and let's try this one here real quick. You're on the air, 215. What's up? See? No response.
You got Iggy was wanting to know if you're going to extend, and I don't know if that means she wanted to call in or not, but because you got 12 minutes left.
I'll extend for a little while. For a little while. Until y'all get tired of talking to each other.
Ron's just driving up numbers. That's all he's up to.
Yeah, shit. Might as well.
Are you going down the line, bringing the trolls in one by one?
I tried to, and then respond. Let's try this one. Let me try this one here.
Landline.
Ethan, what are you doing, man? Ethan, what's up, man? Get it, motherfucker. That's the shit there. Damn, I need that disc, man. I need that disc sent to me.
But they don't. Wow. They don't have nothing better to do.
No.
Their brain dead.
Jesus Christ.
Calling all trolls. Please use the white courtesy phone in the lobby.
Hello, there's Iggy. She's calling now.
Yeah,
Iggy's on 585. Yeah, she's 585.
She got her hand up. She got to put her hand up. Give me the finger, and I'll let her right on. All right. Okay, there went that troll. Troll down, two to go. Another town, one more show. Can we help you?
You know, Ron, if you're going to unmute somebody, why don't you unmute them when people would pause? I was actually being nice and not talking.
I give a 5-second deal if you don't respond.
Yeah,
don't.
You gave a 5-second when somebody was talking. Why
that's
would
it.
I start talking when someone else is talking?
I don't care. You got to interrupt them. Let me know you're there.
Well, I don't know. That's silly. You know,
ladies
I can tell you guys.
The one angry Jew.
I can tell you guys what trolls do. I don't understand. Mm-hmm. I've told you I don't know how many times. How much time did you spend talking about Bruno site and dumbass and whatnot in the chat room, as if it had any importance whatsoever to whatever it was you were discussing, and I'm not even sure what it was you were discussing. But why did you give any credence at all to those characters, fictional characters, writing bits and bytes, that's B-Y-T-E-S, in the chat room? Did it really affect your lives all that much?
No, not really.
No, I'm not even talking to you. I'm talking to the quiet ones, the ones that get very quiet when I come on. I don't know if it's irreverent respect.
Right.
Or if it's,
fucking ass.
Or if it's fear.
Why don't
you
like it?
Wait a minute. Listen, I'm not talking to you. Who's the one that said, because we don't like you? We don't like you, therefore we will ignore you, but we will talk about you anyway.
Something to do, ain't it?
Well, I can think of better things to do.
BTR, who cares?
Well, all right, you have a point there.
Exactly. I do have that point. I don't care. I
no,
mean,
you
people
don't.
Challenging other people, I'm not into that shit. I don't want to hear it. I'll turn them off. Fuck it, I own the show.
It's not even a challenge, but...
No, it's not. I told people I'm a fucking god. On this show, for 3 hours a night, I could play god.
Only in this little cubby hole of the electronic world.
Yeah, this is my little big piece of chip.
And when you magnify that out, it gets even smaller. Hey, I had a fantastic week in Washington, D.C. You want to hear about it?
Yes, let's
hear
about it.
How'd it go?
I saved a black man in a ghetto McDonald's.
Really?
Were you on?
That's cool.
Nobody seemed to give a shit. Poor man passed out. I think he was a heroin addict, but still he passed out in the hot sun wearing a jacket and pants. It was 90 degrees that day. And he
don't catch cold.
Nobody cared. No, it wasn't cold. Nobody cared. They really didn't. People walked over him. They walked around him. Nobody bothered to call 911.
See, New York, they would have rummaged through his pockets.
Yeah, they would have robbed him. At least he got that phone. Yes. The harmless is already robbed.
He's lucky.
Yes, I was very spoiled. I was in the heart of Georgetown for the whole week. It was lovely. I'll tell you, they're after one rip-off town when they see tourists coming in.
Sure.
But it sure isn't.
Motorhead. That's why I see them here where I live at. Trust me, it's a big tourist trap.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, can't all be a tourist trap because people live there.
Well, yeah, but it's a tourist trap. It is what it is. I mean,
God, I think it was $19. Listen to this. It was $19 for a chicken parmesan with spaghetti. $19. For $19, I can get veal. What's the matter with these people?
Yeah.
And then the guy told me that he did me a favor. He gave me extra rice from my boy. And his fucking bill was unbelievable. But then I didn't pay it. I was someone's guest. I wouldn't have paid that bill. Now back to the trolls.
Well,
why is everybody here?
Convenience.
Why do your very quiet guests, who weren't quiet before I came on, why do they?
Well, you know what
so
it is.
Much?
It's fun to talk about different topics, but it's not. It gets real old when everything turns argumentative, and we just don't need the negative side of it.
I'm not arguing with you.
All right, that's all. I know. We don't want to argue.
I'm having a really lovely slice of melon. Very sweet. Cantaloupe.
Cool.
It's a big-ass cantaloupe. I can't get enough fruit. You ever feel like that? Just can't get enough fruit.
Well, the good thing about that, you'll have no need of that special capsule that they have now that's remote controlled. Just...
Yeah, right. Shake the shit out of you. Remote control shit shaker. It's next to the salt and pepper shaker. You know, shit shaker.
Yeah, fruit cakes are full of fruit.
Yeah, like California with the land of fruits and nuts.
But I have to question when you say you don't like to argue with anybody, but I heard you saying that you would argue with one of the trolls that was in the chat room, like dumbass, whatever it was.
That wasn't
me. By the
me.
Way, that wasn't me. I'm not dumbass in your chat.
You mentioned something about tourists. Is a good thing about New York tourists, just to keep the
Nostradamus
things light. Here we go.
Hold on. Who are you in the chat, by the way? Who are you in the chat?
Prior I was Bruno site, but that's not the real Bruno site. The real Bruno site has no space. I just told him I was going to come in there and tell everybody I was gay. I thought he'd follow me in and pitch a fit, but he didn't. I didn't really care much about your chat room. I was just using it as a place to annoy some asshole from Talk Real Solutions.
Golf, check out that YouTube. That's one that I found today. It's about giving people that are coming to New York as tourists some advice. It's pretty funny.
What advice is that?
Well, you'd have to see the video. It's basically to keep
moving.
I see
lots of videos. There's not enough time to see
it's pretty funny. It was well done. But talk about how they treat tourists down there.
Well, if they treat me nicely, then I go there.
In New York?
Treat me everywhere nicely.
Oh, New York City can get pretty rough. I mean, it depends.
Well, I've never had any roughness in New York City.
Well, you're lucky. That means a lot of people leave with a bad. A lot of people end up.
No, I don't think it's luck. I, for whatever reason, I don't give people the impression that I'm approachable just for typical nonsense. I don't know what it is, but they just don't see me that way. Much like BTR. People see me coming, and they offer me a wide berth most of the time.
Okay.
All right, that's a good way to go through life. But anyways, getting back to Washington, so you spent the day down there?
Well, I think if you say please and yes, ma'am, once in a while, of course.
They allow you to spend the day? That's when I said you spent the day down in Washington? I mean, you were down there as tourist, or you were just going around and enjoying it? Or?
Well, I was not domiciled in Washington. Although, if you think about it, if I think about that long enough, I think I may be domiciled in Washington. Certainly the government considers me to be domiciled in Washington. I have a residence elsewhere, but I think they consider me domiciled there. So I might have been just taking up my true domicile according to the government. Ron knows what I'm talking about. Don't you, Ron?
Yeah. So do you go there often?
Well, hold on.
I've
Ron,
only been
just,
down there
Ron,
once.
Ron just woke up. What did you say, Ron? You sort of...
What are you doing fucking when I'm trying to sleep?
Right. I like to go there. I think Georgetown's a very pretty place. I think Washington, D.C. is a pretty place, except for those areas where, except for the blighted areas, the black areas, the Hispanic areas.
They're not
too
bad.
Nice to visit.
Beautiful neighborhoods.
They don't treat the black people very nicely down there. You can pass out in the hot sun, and no one will really give a shit.
Well, I think you could say that safely for any major city.
No, I don't think so. I used it as a nice teaching tool for my 7-year-old. I explained to him this is what happens when you're a dumbass and you do drugs. You end up laying on the thing, and people walk over you when they walk their dogs.
Or do they come with an ambulance or anything, or are they just left in there?
They only come with an ambulance if you call them. And nobody called them except for me. The guy who was laying on the ground, he wasn't calling anybody. He was passed out. So no ambulance was called by him. I called an ambulance after nobody else, after everybody else admitted. No, they hadn't called. They didn't give a shit. They didn't really want to call an ambulance for him because they just didn't care.
I want to know what's going to happen with the gun law down there. Maybe they said the town could become a lot safer now. People will be allowed to carry.
It has nothing to do with gun laws.
The crime rate down there in some of the ghetto areas, and D.C. is pretty dangerous. But now that they've overturned
falling down on the ground in the hot sun to expire is not really a crime. It's stupid.
As you said, some of the neighborhoods, the rundown areas that are down there, they're rough shape. I mean, they're not safe either. They're crime-ridden.
Well, you know you're in a rough area. Certainly you know you're in a rough McDonald's when you need a token to get in the bathroom. And there's no ketchup, no straws, there's no napkins. In fact, you got to ask for everything.
Yeah, they probably don't want people taking it home with them, cleaning it out. They don't want them doing their shopping there.
They had some very dubious characters in that place. It was not pleasant. But it was the only McDonald's in the area, and it was a great place to take a piss if you could talk the idiot at the cashier out of one of the tokens. And while I was getting the token, I asked him, I said, you know, you got somebody passed out on the front of the building there. He said, I said, why don't you have your manager go out and take care of it? The manager came, went out and nudged the man. The man got up, he stood up, and he looked around, and then he fell back down again. And the manager came in, I said, well, are you going to be, look at that. I got to go. It's Australia calling.
No. We still there?
Yeah, we're still on.
All right.
Else, I'm trying to read something. But we are
anyways, if you guys get a chance, or Iggy Mom, Iggy, since you're a New Yorker, you'd appreciate that. If you get a chance, Iggy, take a look at that YouTube video on visiting New York. It's pretty funny. And they used it looks like a Muppet character, Italian Stallion, so they wouldn't offend.
I'm watching it. Yeah, Johnny.
So they wouldn't offend anybody.
Yeah.
Do us a favor. Get out of the way.
Get out of the way. Tweet 4-6, get out of the way. That's
pretty funny.
Yeah.
You know, and don't stand in Times Square with a map. It's like having a sign, my wallet's in my back pocket. I'm a tourist.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Dolph,
you still with us?
You talk about Staten Island Ferry. You know, it's free.
Yeah, I'm here, Mike. I've got
Staten Island. Don't get off Staten Island. It's just where we put our garbage. the stat last night. That was funny as hell. I said, okay, yeah, that's right. Shit.
Yeah, it's free. It's where we put our garbage.
Yeah, but don't get off on Staten Island, yeah.
Yeah, I wonder how the Tourist Commission of the state, I wonder how they what they think about that. Don't
that's
stand
pretty,
in
yeah,
the yard.
Make their day.
And do us a favor, stay in your room between 4 and 6 when we go home. You're in the way.
It's got a million, it's got over a million hits, so it's... Yeah, that came out in December 2013.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, yeah, it's pretty funny. Showing all the restaurants. You know, we got the other shit.
Yeah. Why? Yeah, he's saying, why do you want to come here? You got those restaurants at home. Yeah. Yeah, I know Iggy's going to like that. She's going to kick out of that, too. And Iggy, I've been giving everybody grief about, as you said, up in Rochester, nobody knowing that Astorino came up there. I've been jamming it down their throats. You know, as to why they didn't advertise that so that you could have made it over to meet him and listen to him and ask questions. But and what are we going to do?
There you go.
So what else do? What else is going on? Anything else newsworthy?
Not that I ain't now. It's just the same old shit. Just drug out bullshit.
Yeah, Obama sucked. It hasn't changed. You know what's funny is the left is starting to turn on Obama. I'm getting a kick out of that. I mean, I'm watching the Democratic senators right now and congressmen basically turn on his ass. I mean, they've been trying to distance themselves from him for a while because they want to win re-election, and they don't want him to campaign for them because, you know, oh God, please, you know, stay away, you know. They're looking at their livelihood now. Well, I hope they burn in hell because they all deserve what they get. You know, they support this damn communist, and they get what they deserve, period.
Maybe because we're coming up with the election. Maybe we're getting so close to the election, they're really getting worried. That could be it.
Oh, yeah. That's a fact. That's a fact. The entire Democratic Party knows that they are in trouble right now. I actually seen a story the other day, Mike, where this was a liberal talker talking about the Democratic Party could be over with as we know it for what they're doing right now because
that was Reno from Australia. Remember Reno?
Janet Reno? Who is this Reno? I don't know. Give me the name.
I'm talking to Ron Reck. Ron would remember, not you. Anyway, where were we? We were discussing D.C. or I don't know.
Oh, we had moved on. We were discussing the liberals being attacked by the media now.
Oh, liberals, whatever. You're still hung up on that stuff?
No, we're just talking about how things are changing now and how the media attitude is changing towards the left.
Changing to what?
Well, it seems like they're going after the left.
The
problem we have right now is you don't want to talk about that because you're a liberal. Am I not correct?
The media is moving to the left? Where have you been?
I didn't say media moving to the left. I didn't say that. I said the media
is
attacking the left.
And who's the guy with the good accent telling, are you probably a liberal? You liberal? Well, I'm not a liberal, boss. I don't know what I am. Do I sound like a liberal? I don't know. I took a nap. I didn't think I woke up like one.
Well, you sound like a racist right off the bat, so go ahead.
Oh, I am a racist, no question about it.
I can tell you are.
Don't deny it. You know what black people annoy me? Do you know why?
It's not black people you're worried about. It's people on the right. Black people don't annoy you.
People
you don't like people on the right.
No. I am on the right. I'm so far right, you don't even know it. No. I don't like black people.
No, you just attacked me, and you started talking about and making fun of my accent.
Well, what did you make out of my attacking you?
So you're a racist.
I only attacked you because, listen. I only
you don't have an answer for that.
Let me finish here. I only attacked you because you alluded to some fascination of me being a liberal. As I said, I'm more conservative than probably most of you.
Yeah, I just put up an article about the liberals and the left, showing like out of the UK where they're questioning, they're saying they think the left might be headed.
But they don't have conservatives in the UK. The conservatives are liberal, and the liberals are very liberal.
I'll tell you, they're talking about coming back with the Primrose Society in the UK. You heard about that, right? You're familiar with the Primrose Society?
I haven't, but it's almost like
Are you familiar
America.
With them? Are you familiar with
I just told you that. It's
what?
Almost like here in America. We're
But you're familiar
really
with the Primrose Society?
No. How many times do I need to tell you?
Well,
no.
You didn't say that. You said I already told you that. Well, it's almost like you brushed me off and you moved on.
No, you're not familiar
with it. All right.
I'm talking to my...
All right, good.
Two.
So you're not talking about let's keep on track here. So you're saying that the British are wrong.
He wants to control the talking point. What's happening here is this guy wants to control the talking point.
All right.
You know?
I'm a troll. Jesus Christ, how many times am I going to tell you that?
It's a fact. I can tell you are.
No, I'm not denying it. Why are you?
No, then why do you wonder why all of us stop talking? Because we don't want to get into arguments with you. But you already brought it into an argument.
Why?
You already brought it into an argument. You're changing the topic and starting it more an argument, and then you start with the, well, let's get into, well, who said that they were moving to the left? Who said that they were liberal? Why are they, I'm actually a liberal myself. It's, you know, you're changing directions all over the place, and it's just to start grief. We don't need the grief. We don't need the grief.
As I come down from my cloud,
we need
and
facts.
I look upon
we don't need
my,
people to make up bullshit.
I look upon
and
my children. In my chat room and on my radio station, I, the god of this show, I have sent down the lightning bolts from the heavens, and I shall conquer. I shall keep in control of those who wish to overpower thy. Not tonight, not tomorrow, and not next week. But maybe after that, maybe I'll let you. But no, not really. Yeah, see, the power of radio.
It works.
Well, you know, he likes it. You know, this guy likes to control the narrative. You know, he don't want us to talk about what he wants to talk about. He wants to turn it around and talk about what he wants to talk about.
Well,
bullshit.
That's what he is the king. That is the king. That's like Elvis Presley of trolls. Jesus. He's been on it for so long, doing it so long. He's out of troll control, man. I mean, he's out of there. You know, he's the master of it. He's good.
Well, he admitted
it. I have nothing against the guy. You know, I don't know why he does. You know, sometimes he'll talk really sensible. Then he's doing his job. He's got to make that money. You know?
Yeah.
You know, he's paid to disrupt these shows. Government agent. Secret agent, man. You know, shit. Like, I give a shit. I wouldn't care who the fuck. If he did work for him, I still wouldn't give a fuck. Didn't matter. But then, you know, hey, whatever. You know, turn them on. But,
We started off, I think George actually brought up a topic earlier, and immediately we left that topic, went to another topic. You know, I'm thinking, well, hell, we never addressed that topic. You know what the hell is going on? You know, it's crazy. This is what they do, and they like to disrupt shows, and I like to expose them, and, you know, they are what they are. You know.
Well, I like that mute button.
What happened to the other
one? On Perry Still Show. Which
what happened one? To his? They were usually, I thought it was a tag team. There were two of them.
Yeah, he's on their team. They're there. They're sitting there. They're sitting muted. They're there. Yeah.
You what was the other one? What was the name of the other guy? The older
Beasley.
Guy.
Beasley.
Yes. That's it.
You want me to bring him on?
No, that's all right.
Bring him on. Hey, Beasley, what's going on?
I don't know. Let me see if I got any antacid here somewhere. I might have some here. Oh.
No, he's not responding. No response. Get back to mute.
He's probably on another show right now, aggravating. It's a sport
probably.
For them. Yeah.
Right. I would get bored out of my mind doing that shit. I get old after a while. Wouldn't you get tired of doing that stupid shit?
Yeah,
unless you're paying a shit load of money, make it worthwhile. That wouldn't fucking do it. So, when you waste my time doing it, I'd be worried about a motherfucker coming to my house in the middle of the night. Testing my throat. Fucking one of them. I don't want to go out pissing people off. That ain't smart. It's pretty fucking stupid, to tell you the truth. Piss off the wrong motherfucker. You know the old saying, you know, you don't meet your match one day, motherfucker. You better think about it. Karma's a bitch.
That's it.
Yeah, I mean, surround yourself with enough negative and everything, it's going to come back and bite you sometime.
Oh, yeah, come up, bite you in the ass. Absolutely. I got a buddy of mine who owes me a bunch of money. He ain't paid me. He's fucking smart. He decided to go out and buy another new van. And he said, no, well, it ain't new, but, you know, new to him. But it's in the shop now. It's been shot 3 or 4 times this week. See, that's what happens when you fuck with people.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, so don't do that shit to people. Get a lot further being nice to people. You know, unless they're assholes, I just stay away from them. Don't let them around me. If you're ignorant or assholes, I don't deal with them, you know. Matter of fact, I talked to a friend of mine. I said, you know, I hate rich people. He looked at me, what the fuck do you mean? I said, I hate rich people. He said, I don't understand. I said, well, you know, arrogant asshole fuckers with money. You know, I hate them. Can't stand them. You know, I think they're better than everybody else, always turned up. You know, like, you know, I just can't do them. Don't like them.
I don't blame you.
A normal human. I don't want to be, I don't have to be better than anybody else.
Nope.
You know what I mean?
Nope. Life's too short.
Exactly. You know, it's not like I'm the brokest man in the world. You know, I mean, I could dress like that. I mean, I got nice shit I drive, but, you know, I have some nice shit, but no, I just think, I'm going to outdo the Joneses. I don't give a fuck. You know what I mean? My neighbor buys a fucking Corvette. Doesn't mean I'm going out to buy one to match his. Fuck that. That narcissist bullshit. You know what I mean? No. I don't do that. Don't care. I'm happy and content the way I live. Nobody likes it. Fuck you. That's my saying about that. I don't care. It's like this show. I do it because I like doing it. I have fun talking to people and stuff. What I do. If you don't like it, fuck you.
No, you don't want to do it for aggravation.
Nope. This is more of a hobby. You know what I mean?
Yep.
But I think it's a good
and Ron gets to, and Ron, you get to play God. You know what? 2 hours a night.
Well, I don't know. I know, but that's all fictional, man. I don't mean that.
I know,
I'm just a joke. But that seems to be the way to conquer them. Just let them know I'm the Thor-tai. They stand under me.
Yeah.
Now, if you understand me, you know, they don't understand it, but I'm saying that you stand under me. But I'm there again, but I'm not better than them. I don't claim that. But those who want to challenge that, I will win. You can't, I'll never lose an argument. I can't. I cannot lose an argument. You know why? I'm not the one screaming. You know what I mean?
Yep.
If you scream back at another person that's screaming at you, that you're losing. Why keep beating the fire, you know? My biggest thing, how I win, is I laugh at people screaming. I fucking laugh at that. Pisses them off for anything in the world. I learned that from my dad. He used to it to my mom all the time. My mom used to feel pissed off at him, you know, and my dad was just cracked up laughing at her, you know. And I caught on to that later on in life. I said, Dad, I get it. You know what I mean, man? I get it now. Okay, cool, and it works out great, you know.
Yeah.
I just laugh at them. Why fight? It's senseless. You know, it's crazy. It's a wild world we live in, you know. Matter of fact, I'm getting ready to go to take this class at Missouri State University at the end of August. So I might be on the air, I might not for a few days when I go take that class. But I'm going to take the class just to learn how to deal with idiots. You know?
Hey, Mike, that's if you good. Will, in a direct message or however you want to do it, send me your phone number again. I lost it.
All right. The what?
Yeah, we're trying to set up a show with my co-partner told me we're trying to set up a show with you, and believe it or not, Gunslinger. And that's the first time I heard Gunslinger's name brought up. He mentioned that to me earlier tonight. We've got 2 shows already scheduled, but I told him, I said, well, I've already got Mike's number, and I looked all through my papers. I couldn't find your damn number, and I know you sent it to me.
How do I send you a message through this? I just click on my name? Oh, I see it.
Yeah, just click on my name, private message, or however they got it up there.
Why don't I ever get invited to your show? I feel so left out.
Everybody's invited to this show.
I don't know what show you're on. I don't know what you're doing. I don't know what the fuck you're up to, man.
Here, Gulf, I just said
my own thing.
HOV.
I just do a show on Sunday night at 8 p.m. Central, which is 9 Eastern. And
what are you under,
it's
politics,
me.
Lifestyles.
Yeah, politics. Well, let me go get a link for you. It's on Iggy. Iggy's in the room here. It's Iggy's network.
Oh, is it? I didn't know.
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah, if he's got a, if you know where Halls of Ahala are. Yeah, Halls of Ahala.
Says you left the room. Did you get the number?
I haven't seen nothing.
It says Golf Dogs left the room.
Oh. Oh, well, you're on the old chat room. I'm on the new chat room.
Oh. Okay. How do I find that now?
Good question. I don't know how this crap works.
Where's the new chat room?
I can't give it to you because you're not in the. You're on the old chat room, so I can't send it to
Ron
you.
Ron Wreck. Okay, hold on. Iggy just listed. Well, didn't just. She listed it before. Let me see if that brings me in. It says connecting, computating, loading.
Maybe I need to refresh mine. Mine might be gone dead on me.
Yeah, I don't see your name in this one.
Yeah, I'm in here, but
flash chat. Okay, I see it.
I'm reloading it. See if it'll even reload. It might not reload.
I'm still saying.
Either way, I'll get it from you one way or another.
All right.
Oh,
well,
I'm on as my co-host now, and me. I'm both co-host and me.
Yeah, I see it.
That called in some point time. I missed it.
Iggy, Mom, I'm just putting another link up. Hold on, I'll do this one again.
Okay, I just refreshed. Now I see everything.
No, it took me over to BNR Radio's Last Stand.
Golf Sunday Show, she said, is that one right there, Blog Talk Radio.
Golf Sunday
Show. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, our guest is Eliza Jane from Freedom Quest and Hold Your Awaken.
I follow you.
Okay, I just
I'm
clicked
a follower.
Follow.
Yeah, I'm a follower.
Yeah. Yeah, we get, you know, so our shows, that, like I said, we come on at 9 Eastern
the
on Sundays.
I own 6 cemetery plots at the pond at the Valhalla Cemetery.
Really?
Pond.
Wow.
Yes, I do. I own 6 plots right here in front of the pond under a shade tree. You can watch the swans and shit. You know?
Wow.
But I'm not getting buried there. I just never handed down. I thought about doing is taking my deer blind out there and hunt them geese. Them white swans and shit.
Well, I don't think anybody in the cemetery would bitch at you.
They'll just say a word.
Nobody will say a word. They're very quiet. They'll just sit there, stand there and watch. You won't even see them.
I love to keep my audience riveted.
Shit.
Yeah. It's always a lot proud there. You know what I mean?
Did they play Ragnar?
Yeah.
Halls of Ahala, I don't know if y'all were familiar with Loki. He was a constitutional guy that had a show. He did a show 7 nights a week, and he passed away. And when he did, Iggy and Wilson kept that show alive and decided to, you know, keep paying for it and, you know, and work with it. And they offered me and Brian, which is Smokey from Texas, they offered us a show on Sunday night, which is what we want because we're big football guys, NFL guys. We said, oh, yeah, we'd love to go in there and talk about football Sunday night, although the problem is we're so political, it's pathetic, so we might get a little NFL in every now and then, but we kind of ramp political a little bit. We bring guests on quite a bit. Actually, that's all we do. We bring guests on. we love people to come in there and talk. Mike's one of them guys. I said, you know, we got to get Mike in there. Go, hell, I got your number, Mike.
You got it?
Shit. Seen it coming across? Seen it to me once before. I got it. I will not say it out loud.
Yeah, you got it. All right. Yeah, I just sent him a message.
But I'll call you and confirm whenever we set it up. Like I said, we got 2 shows already scheduled, which is the next 2 weeks. So Brian mentioned to me something earlier today about you and Gunslinger, and I hadn't heard him mention Gunslinger until today, so I don't know what's going on there. He might be working on something I don't know about.
I'd be glad to do it. I mean, whenever you want to do it, that'd be great. I mean, there's a lot of interesting stuff that we could cover. I mean, as far as firearms, what was it?
If you ever want me to come on, you contact my agent and see what my calendar looks like.
Shit.
No, hey, Ron, anybody's welcome to call in. Is we like to set up the shows for you know, certain, you know, we like to have it preset, and that's kind of what we do. We got this week is, like I said, Holger and Eliza Jane from Freedom Quest, and the following week we've got. Have y'all ever heard of Joe Dan Gorman of the Intellectual Frog Legs website?
I'm a member now. I signed up. You sent that link to.
Okay. Well, he
at one time.
He's going to be a guest, and Doval, he was a candidate for Congress in Texas. He's going to be on. I think they're going to be on at the same time. I don't know if the same hour or not, but they're going to be on at the same time. So you've got the next 2 weeks are already booked, and. So it might be Mike and I guess Gunslinger. I don't know what Smokey's working on. He keeps me in the dark.
No, I'd be glad to. And I gave you a link, and I sent it over to Iggy Mom and Ron as well. I'm active. Well, I haven't been on there in a while now. I've got to come back because the guy who owns that forum that I sent you the link to,
yeah,
is a great guy. Really, he's a retired command sergeant major Army down in Texas, but I'll tell you what. Did you ever see the movie We Were Soldiers?
Yep, I think so.
Do you remember
so.
With Mel Gibson? Do you remember that command sergeant major that was standing there while the shit's flying?
Yeah,
and this guy's just
right.
And he's just like him. Oh my God! But he's retired, and I mean, sometimes he'll call me up and say, Mike, God damn it, get your ass down here to Texas to get rid of them goddamn liberal son of a bitches. You get down here. He says, ship me your guns. I'll hold them for you. Stay with me. We'll find you and your wife a place to live down here. He said, you don't deserve that place. And he's a good guy. But anyway, it's mostly law enforcement, military, a lot of historians on that forum. And there's not one pro-Obama, nothing on that forum. But anyway, that's a story I did showing a military dining in. It's a tradition that the U.S. military has that we copied from the British in the 1700s, basically. So you scroll past all the blah, 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 if you don't want to get the history.
Jesus
and everything. Christ. Scroll past all the explanation.
You've
got to
be a fucking doctor.
Yeah, no. But scroll past all the explanation.
Know.
Go down and you'll see the pictures. That was a dining in. That's the type of work that we do. Scroll down and you'll see it's a formal event. And it's two pages. You got to look on the bottom right-hand corner. When you hit the very bottom, you'll see the second page. And but you know what? What we do is fun. That stuff makes it fun because the guys appreciate it. They appreciate everything. And what we did, I tried to make it to dress it up to give it more of a. See, I put the white behind the serving table, and I brought in spotlights to highlight the table. See it?
Yep.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker,
for the floor.
Oh, yeah.
This bill I'm trying to pass now in the Senate is the AR-8AU/B12 that I want to pass this law, and I wish everybody to vote on this law for to put the defibrillator at any event that Mike caters. There should be a defibrillator there and oxygen.
Because of the desserts?
Yes, and EpiPens and syringes with insulin.
Because a lot of the guys, they razz me nonstop. They're like, what are you trying to do? Turn us into diabetics?
In there. That's what I'm saying. Jesus Christ, look at that gross.
Yeah, but you know, we take good care of them. We take good care of them.
That would make a fat kid cry. Just look at that fat kid break his heart.
See the expression on some of their faces when they look at that table, and they're especially some of the enlisted. When I do that, they're like, "Is that ours?" Or the first time I did it, one of the NCOs came up to me and said, "Why are you doing this? Do you know something we don't? Did they tell you to do this?" And I was screwing with him. I said, "You mean they didn't tell you what's happening?" And he said, "No. What's going on?" I said, "Did they fit you for your turban yet?" He said, stop screwing around with me. Why are they having you do this? He thought they were getting sent overseas. He was all spooked. I said, what do you think? This is your last meal? Sit down. You know.
Looks like it.
They get all nervous. But that was, I mean, that's a formal spread.
Yeah, next to a funeral.
But you know what's kind of cool at the end of it all? Yes, that's my wife.
I got a big plate bowl. He's looking at this cakes like he's ready to fucking start a war. Look at him. See that picture? He's standing right there. I dare some motherfuckers. I'm getting mine.
Gulp, you see it?
Yep.
The link worked? All right.
But he's way ahead of everybody else, too. He's looking, eyeballing that shit. Look at it. I mean, his eyes are locked onto them fucking cakes like no tomorrow. That motherfucker said, damn, I'm glad I joined. Damn it. Did you see a civilian walk by? Damn, I need to join the service. Is there a recruiter in the house?
And if you look at, I don't know if yours will come up on your computers. If it comes up as two-page, the thread, does it come up as two-page? When you go all the way to the bottom, on the right-hand corner, there should be page one and page two. If you go to the top of page two, you'll see my wife and I in the mess hall. Oh, by the way, the truck that you saw when I was driving into the camp, that's the truck. That's the truck.
Yeah, I was going to ask that.
That's it. That's the one. That's my truck.
Yeah, there she is. There she is sitting backed up here to the door. Yeah, that is a nice-looking truck, man.
Yeah. It's an ugly one, but hey, it's all right.
You don't mess all pictures. No mess halls.
See, did you make it to page two, the top of it that shows the two of us?
Oh, I'm sorry. My bad. Sorry, Mike. I clipped on that number two. Might help me.
Yeah, you got to clip on number two. Golf, did you see it? How it's two page?
No, I clicked off of it. Sorry about that. I jumped out of there.
All right. But it was a good event. I mean, we try to do a good job. But on there, you'll see at the end of the event, I mean, I didn't expect it. I ended up getting a letter from a two-star general, a female general, that she's the commanding general of this unit. And she wasn't there, but her colonel was there, one of her staff. And she sent me her challenge coin with a letter. I didn't expect that, but it was one of those life souvenirs, you know, that it's like, damn, you know, that was nice of her.
Yeah. That's cool.
That was really cool.
Well, Ron, I'm about to pass out, so I gotta get to
sack. I'm about to record with myself.
All right, guys.
All right, dude. I'm up. Blow this camp. Yeah, right on. It was a good show. I'm going to kick this song off for all our troll friends out there. So I don't want to leave them out of the game. Shit. Let's bring him in here. Let's play this beautiful song. Thank you for him. Have a good night.
Maestro.
Thanks for coming.
Fuck you. Fuck you. Don't worry. Fuck you.